Speaking of information, let's head out to Ponderosa at 14 minutes before the hour as PG-14's John Boggs has the Breakfast Club this morning. John?
Thank you, Rob. I'm here with Mayor Randy Giesman and Bob Brelsford. And Bob, let me first off apologize to you. Earlier I introduced you as the Water Department head, and that's Doug Jackson, who's sitting over here, and you're the Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Yes, we're on the on the end of the process.
Okay. Well, we're here to talk about a couple projects that are going to be happening. I know many of our listeners have probably read in the newspaper and heard the reports of the Northside sewer separation. And Mayor, just let's give everybody an overview of what that is and what's going to be happening.
Yeah. First of all, let me just say yesterday we officially closed the loan for this SRF loan to pay for all this. And the scope of the Northside sewer separation will be everything north of West Votaw Street, and it'll go all the way north to city limits. It actually crosses 27 here, goes all the way to Wayne Street.
Okay.
So Industrial Park, all the streets down on this end of town, and like I say, even crosses Meridian Street, goes out north. So it's pretty huge area that we're going to be all tore up over the next 18 to 24 months. We're actually sending out notices to proceed to the contractors now. Mm-hmm. We're actually looking at, hopefully, early to end of July, starting on the project in the Northside sewer separation. So we ask for the next 24 months to all the residents in this end of town to be very patient. Once it's all done, they'll be able to, everything will be repaid, put back to, but in the meantime, there'll be some inconvenience, and we're going to ask for a lot of patience from the residents.
Okay, I understand that this was actually a mandate. We're not the only community that's been mandated to do this. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. 107 communities in Indiana were mandated for this combined sewer overflows, which means you have both the storm water and your sanitary sewage going through the same line.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. You have to have total separation. So we're going to have sanitary sewer going through one line. We're going to have storm water going through another line. Okay. And that's what we're actually doing in this whole project.
Okay. Now, was this mandated by the state, federal government?
It was IDEM.
IDEM?
So Indiana Department of Environmental Management. That was set up in 2008. And then, so we have a long-term control plan. And the first, what we've done so far is the Boundary Wayne Street project. And mm-hmm. then we did this Steena Deason Sanitary Sewer. So the Northside Sewer is next in line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the state revolving mm-hmm. loan fund.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I know IDEM mandated it, but they didn't tell you where to get the money to pay for it.
Right. One of the things that you had to decide, you know, how costly and where can you pay for it? And we were very fortunate because if you went out in the open market, you're going to pay 4.25%, maybe 4.5%. And the state revolving loan told us with all the green initiatives that were put in this project, and a lot of the green initiatives were down to wastewater treatment plant, but we were the very first community to get 1.5% interest. So if you're going to borrow the money, the cheapest way to borrow it is 1.5% interest. And they actually said in our closing that that saves about $635,000 if you figure 1.5% versus about 4 or 4.25%.
Uh-huh.
And so we're able to do that. So that's fantastic if you have to borrow the money.
Yeah. How what is the total on the project, the estimated
it
cost?
Is, I got it here, the Northside sewer separating is $1,462,379 and the wastewater treatment is $1,664,000, so I think we borrowed about $3.5 million altogether.
Okay.
Now, let me just say that there is a phase two.
Uh-huh.
This is phase one, and phase two will be the second half of this Northside sewer separation, which will be this fall.
Okay. Okay. Bob, as Mayor Giesman just mentioned, the part of that money goes to the wastewater treatment plant. What's happening out there, and why?
Most of the plant was built in 1980, Area 7980, put in commission in 80. life expectancy for an awful lot of that is around 20 years, and naturally we've went by that a long yeah. time ago.
Uh-huh.
We've got tertiary filters that is actually a sand media filter, and that actually filters the water before we discharge it to the river.
Okay.
And the media is basically wore out as it gets agitated and backwash. It actually will wear just like sandpaper. Mm-hmm. And they don't do near the job they once did. We considered rebuilding them, but due to the cost, it was more expensive to go with newer technology that works a little better. Mm-hmm. To rebuild those filters like they were was about $1.2 million.
Uh-huh.
We can go less than half of that for the tertiary filters.
Okay.
And so it seemed like the thing to do to with money issues that we have today. And the technology out there, we can actually run more flow through the newer style filters. And we're going to be doing a digester project along with that new heat exchanger. The digesters, we actually put sludge in those to break that down. Okay. And one side of it is our primary side that is actually heated. And they have lids that float on top of the sludge. So they're anaerobic, which is uh-huh. without oxygen. And we're not going to put a lid on the new style. We're going to put a dome roof instead to capture the methane gas and then use it.
Oh, okay.
So we currently heat with oil. We're going to switch to natural gas and supplement with the methane gas that we produce. And along with the tertiary filter project also, there's going to be a huge significant electrical savings because we currently run 250 horsepower water pumps and 225 horsepower water pumps to backwash those filters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to switch with the new system. They run 4 or 5 horsepower pumps.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And so our electric bill runs about $11,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
And so I would think that we would see a huge savings there. And with the digester project, we're going to be putting in a different mixing system inside the digester so that the sludge is moved all the time, and it gives microorganisms a better opportunity to break the sludge down if you bring the sludge to them.
Okay.
And yeah. And we'll also be putting in a new sludge pump. We currently have two. One of them is out of service due to its age, and mm-hmm. it's not workable anymore. With those projects, there's quite a bit of technology that's updated, much more efficient. We will be putting in on the tertiary filter building, it will get a new roof also. The inside of the building will get a new facelift, and the main administration building will also get a new roof.
Wow.
And well, so there's a lot of little things.
Well, let's talk about the timeline on this. I know it's going to be 18 to 24 months on north side separation. What about the improvements to the wastewater treatment?
Okay, the improvements at the wastewater plant, the heat exchanger and the filters, due to the build time, we're looking at having those up in operation probably in around January.
Okay.
A lot of the renovations of the buildings could start, they'll probably start towards the end of July, first of August.
Okay.
Some of the stuff has been ordered,
mm-hmm.
and so it'll be coming in place. And when we start getting those trucks in, we do have a service road that comes into the plant. We will be using that, so we won't be running heavy trucks on the secondary streets.
Okay.
And save those.
I assume that this is all going to be transparent to the population. There's not going to be any disruption of service or anything like that?
No, there won't be any disruption. We currently have 6 tertiary filters.
Okay.
We will shut half of those down at a time and to put the new filters in place. Far as everything else, we have 2 of everything for redundancy. That's kind of a requirement from the state. Mm-hmm. So we won't have to shut down any operation. We will run just like we normally do. It might be a little inconvenient at times, but we'll make it.
Okay. Yeah.
If I might just add to what Bob is saying, this new technology we're putting in is called disfilters, and it's new to the state of Indiana. So we're kind of anxious that we're one of the first ones to have this technology. And as you know, Bob and I and some others have went and seen these in operation. And I think our community will be a model for others, cities to come and take a look at when we're done down the road.
I know one of the things I was impressed with is sitting in one of the meetings talking about how often you backwash now versus what you're going to have to do in the future.
Yes.
Not only is that going to be a big improvement, but that's also going to save some electricity.
Yes, currently with our filter system and probably the lack of media, we almost return about as much through the system as we process a day, which we'll be able to treat more sewage coming in after we do this also,
okay,
which will be a big plus.
Right.
Because with our system we have, it's a CSO community. Anytime we have a major impact with rain and our sewers fill up with sewage, everything from there goes to the creeks and rivers.
Sure. And of course, the separation project is also going to relieve the pressure on the wastewater treatment plant, too.
And so it'll be a major improvement. And the disc filters, they will take $4.7 million apiece. So that will allow us for future also to, if we need to take
so
more flow in.
Built for growth.
Yeah. We're built
hopefully
for
we're
growth.
Hopefully we're
going
to grow. Yeah.
Yes. And when we get these in place, we would probably like to open that up to the community so they would have the opportunity to see what they're spending their money for.
Okay, wonderful. Well, hopefully when it's done, we'll have you back and invite the community.
That sounds great.
Absolutely.
Well, gentlemen, we thank you very much for coming up on the news right now. We appreciate you telling us about what's going on, and so we know what our expectations are. Mayor Giesman, if anybody has any questions, who can they call and talk to you?
Yeah, we'll try to keep everything up to date on our website. Uh-huh. You can always call City Hall, 726-9395. We'll also, in City Council meetings and the Board of Works, we'll try to have updates in that. But you can call the plant down there,
726-7969.
And we'll keep you updated.
Okay, and also be sure and listen to WPGW as we report on the Board of Works and City Council meetings. We'll let you know what we can, too. So hopefully 24 months from now, all this will be over and behind us.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Back to you, Rob. Let's hear the news.